Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Watches and Wonders will make their debut in Miami in 2018. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Happy holidays to you all, and I hope you're having a great holiday season. And today I wanted to discuss on the whole Watches and Wonders watch fair, which is going to be taking place in Miami, February 16th through the 19th of 2018. For those of you who are unaware, this is the first of its kind in Miami. It will bring 21 of the world's leading luxury timepiece brands together. The brands that are going to be included are A. Lange & Söhne, Audemars Piguet, Bulgari, Cartier, Hermès, Hublot, IWC, Jaeger LeCoultre, Louis Vuitton, Panerai, Parmigiani, Piaget, Tag Heuer, Vacheron Constantine, Van Cleef & Arpels. These will be on-site boutiques, and then there will be pop-up store presentations by independent watch brands such as Armin Strom, who I interviewed the founder of, F.P. Journe, Ralph Lauren, Romain Gauthier, who I also interviewed, Romain Jerome, and also a brand called Voutilenen. So that's going to be taking place, again, February 16th through the 19th of 2018. The location will be the Miami Design District, which is a very hot area that has been developed in the last couple of years with all the top, world's leading retail brands, from luxury brands, fashion brands, accessory brands, watch brands, jewelry brands. I mean, it's a very, very hot area. So that's where it will be taking place. The address is 140 Northeast 39th Street, Miami, Florida, 33137. It's going to be February 16th to the 19th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Self-parking is $3 for the first 4 hours at Palm Court Parking Garage, City View Garage, Valley Parking from $5. Street parking is also available throughout the neighborhood. Watches and Wonders is a watch fair basically that's been put together in collaboration with the Richemont Group that owns basically the majority of the brands that I mentioned, excluding Hublot, Hermès, Bulgari, Tag Heuer, and Audemars Piguet, and the independent brands I mentioned. All the other brands are owned by the Richemont Group. But this first Watches and Wonders will be an unprecedented advanced preview of what's to come in the world of high horology, which coincides with the Miami Design District Concourse, an exceptional showing of more than 100 of the most significant post-war vintage sports, exotic cars, and supercars, including iconic examples from Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche, Aston Martin, Bentley, and Rolls-Royce. The 30th annual Miami Yacht Show, featuring the world's most extraordinary and uniquely designed yachts from top custom boat builders and brokers, takes place nearby on Collins Avenue, rounding out the weekend of ultimate luxury for guests. The Miami Design District is recognized around the world as a destination for art, culture, and luxury. Watches and Wonders will make an extraordinary event, and it's also the first time many of these brands will debuting new styles in the U.S., so this is a big moment, said Craig Robin, CEO of DACRA Development and developer of the Miami Design District. Watches and Wonders will kick off President's Day weekend with a full Friday evening program in Paradise Plaza. The evening will feature Miami Design District Performance Series presented by Knight Foundation and produced by Emilio Estefan, followed by an exclusive gala cocktail celebration in Palm Court. Throughout the weekend, guests will have access to Telling Time, a special exhibit comprised of 9 films, creative installations, and dramatic immersive virtual reality experiences, each designed to bring the world of fine watchmaking to a new dimension. As part of Watches and Wonders, the FHH is developing a robust conference lineup and educational workshops that will be accessible to anyone from amateurs to connoisseurs and collectors. Or the FHH, or the Foundation of Horology, was established in 2005 by Audemars Piguet, Gerard Perregaux, and the Richemont Group, headquartered in Switzerland. The FHH strives to promote awareness, understanding, and interest in fine watchmaking around the world through education, training, and special events. The FHH works in conjunction with about 41 partner brands that provide financial support and assistance with the project implementation. So, you know, a lot of this is copied from the Watches and Wonders website, but this is a really great event to be a part of. You know, it just further strengthens the message of horology, of horology, high-end watchmaking from the world's top leading watch brands. You know, the brands mentioned are really the top, really, really at the pinnacle of the watchmaking stratosphere. You know, and to have brands like Audemars Piguet and Lange & Söhne and all the other F.P. Journe and all these brands I mentioned, it's a big deal. And, you know, for those people, you know, I know this is the second or third year now for Miami Design District. This will just bring awareness to that area and, you know, everything around it. So I'm sure it's going to be a big deal. I see a lot more of these sort of watch fairs taking place. When I was in retail, it was just Basel and Geneva. That would happen, you know, once a year for each of those fairs. And you have to travel to Switzerland for that. But by combining, you know, independent watchmakers and the top watchmakers, it just honestly shows that there's definitely a call for it. There's an interest in it. And, you know, it's only growing. I mean, I just interviewed, you know, to the guys who started Worn and Wound. You know, that's a entry-level blog for watches. They have a watch fair called Wind Up, and I mean, they're only in their third year, and they've got 15,000 people. And you're talking about, you know, brands that no one really knows of. And these are mainstream brands, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people, it's going to bring a lot of awareness, and it's going to bring all the, you know, the collectors, the novices, the press, the like, all together to assemble to see and debut vintage and new pieces. So definitely, if you're in Miami, check that out. You've got all the details of when it's happening, where it's happening, where to park. And, you know, if I can make it, I will definitely be there. If you're looking for a watch for the holidays, for that special someone, I can help you source it and purchase it. To get started, I work on a $150 consultation fee, and that gets you an hour of my time. It gets you my advice, some emails, and should you decide to purchase a watch through me after that, I will deduct the $150 consultation fee from the final purchase price of the watch. So it's a win-win situation. Definitely check out my blog, www.amitdevhonda.com. It's my website, my blog. You can check out my videos, listen to my podcasts. You can see I'm a distributor of Kingsley 1945 watches, which is one of the coolest watch brands in the world. They're all hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter. And until next time, rock on and fly back.